Chapter 9, One Indivisible Consciousness. The metaphysical system of formulating certain rites, thoughts, in order to gain one's good, has been a great and glorious improvement upon the altogether unawakened perception of being. Nevertheless, it does not reach that insight which discerns that one will effortlessly and truly have right thoughts, if he will but give up the notion of individualized states and stages of consciousness, and perceive in a new way the indivisible wholeness of self, body, and existence. When we think inspirationally, we are using the God mind, and so are directly experiencing its attending peace, security, and happiness. Such thinking is always accompanied by inspirational feeling, since consciousness is both knowing and feeling. Accepting the new platform of one consciousness as whole and indivisible, we will cease to pluralize, multiply, or divide it. Such terms as minds, mentalities, individual states of consciousness, beings, and all similar terms have no place in ontology, the practice of reality and true being. Only when one releases himself from a false sense of multiple individualities and identifies himself with the one consciousness, which is whole and indivisible, does he think, feel, and act as the one and no other. Then any troublesome problem fades away. Can you now see that the only reason we have been in the dark, masquerading as man with a separate individual consciousness, is because we did not know our entity as infinite life and being, or grasp the deep significance in Jesus' words, "I and my Father are one"? You will be the light of your world as soon as you are willing to waken out of the darkness of multiple individualities and individualized consciousness, and come to recognize, understand, and accept yourself as you really are, the same perfection as that of Jesus. While one believes that he has a mind and a consciousness of his own, he is unable to solve the problem of human existence. For how can a sleeper understand the things of his dream whilst he is the dreamer of them, and when he wakens the necessity is gone? Thus, with us all, waking to function as life, the complete whole, the sleep leaves us. We are free, absorbed in the ocean of pure being.